Well, thank you very much, Dennis, and good afternoon, everyone. It's wonderful to be here, and I'd like to begin by offering my congratulations to the Center for Ukrainian-Canadian Studies for having reached its 25th anniversary. Congratulations also to the Koshetz Choir on its 60th anniversary. I certainly have memories of the choir going back, can I say, almost 40 years. I remember my mother, who's here with us today, practicing her solos before the Thursday evening rehearsals. And I remember Expo 67, the train ride to Montreal. I think my parents were the only crazy ones who brought three tiny kids with them on the train to Montreal. And might I also say that Jim, my husband, is composing a new work for the Koshetz Choir. So literally for hours and hours a day, I'm listening to what I hope will be the future sounds of the Koshetz Choir. Well, this afternoon's program is not an ordinary concert. And by the way, Dennis, I think a concert is just a wonderful way to celebrate this 25th anniversary. This concert is one part celebration, one part entertainment, and one part academic research. Now, the program is also being recorded, so we ask that you turn off your cell phones and your pagers, and you might want to just double-check that they're off. So let's begin. Oleksandr Koshetz was one of Ukraine's great musical luminaries. In 1919, he was sent by the government of Ukraine to travel the world with his choir to sell the cause of a free Ukraine to the world. As an academic and ethnomusicologist, Koshetz was way ahead of his time. He believed that it was imperative to explore the music of all nations. He believed that the way to understand the cultures of the world was not only through literature and politics and culture, but also through their music. So he produced several volumes of international music, which he intended to have the choir perform. And today's program will feature this unknown and mostly forgotten dimension of Oleksandr Koshetz. But before we hear Koshetz's international explorations, the choir will begin with two traditional religious works. Koshetz was best known for these works, so we can have a baseline from which to compare. Now, the first piece is called Legend. The second is Out of the Darkness. And both are examples of this sacred music for which Koshetz was renowned. For those of you who would like a text, the program notes contain the English translations. And will you please welcome Tatiana Rodionova and the Oleksandr Koshetz Choir.